Today, hundreds of cars an hour streak eastward and westward across the Orleans Street Viaduct, eliminating the need to snake back and forth through the ancient, narrow, and winding streets that once led slowly and tortuously through downtown. For all its popularity today, if you had been around in the years leading up to its opening in 1935, you would not have bet that the Orleans Street Viaduct would ever come into being in the first place. To begin with, unlike so many civic projects, the viaduct was not the idea of the city planners. It was a child of commerce, conceived by the Gay Street merchants to bring more customers into the Gay Street business complex. First, there was the controversy about where the viaduct should be built. The minutes of the Gay Street Association revealed that the various proposals were hotly debated and in contention, but that the group finally settled on a Gay Street to St. Paul and Franklin Streets plan. But then there was the even testier fight about what to call it: Old Town Viaduct, Skyline Viaduct, Bass Street Viaduct, East-West Viaduct. But the biggest row was whether it should be built at all. Over the years, litigation delayed progress. The merchants made converts out of the city's reluctant traffic engineers, and it would be 1934 before Mayor Howard W. Jackson would turn the first shovelful of dirt to officially begin the project. End of story? Not at all. The grand opening was set for 5:45 p.m. December 22nd, 1935. But it snowed all that day, and so the ceremony was postponed until January 6, 1936, and so the barriers remained in place, blocking entrance to the viaduct at both ends. But on January 6, it snowed all day again, forcing still another postponement. Baltimore's traditionally hostile motorists had had enough. They got impatient with the whole business and just started working their way around the barriers, putting the viaduct into use before any opening, grand or otherwise. So for the record, the Orleans Street Viaduct is not open. Think about that the next time you're driving over it.